4CA.
It's Classic Hits 4CA. Our Wellness Tuesday continues, and unfortunately, I've got a fairly confronting topic to talk about now when it comes to some of the collateral damage when it comes to diabetes here in the tropical North Queensland region, and we are talking specifically about this region as well. Joining me online this morning from Diabetes Queensland, it's the CEO, Michelle True. Good morning, Michelle. How are you today?
Morning, Murray. I'm good.
It's always nice to talk to you. You're always very sweet and very happy, but we've kind of got some difficult things to talk about this morning.
Yes.
You've got some figures there on actual amputations that have been a result of diabetes here in the region. Tell me a little more.
Yeah, so, you know, we like to start our day on a Tuesday with, you know, something bubbly news and all the rest of it, and start our day off on the right foot, but unfortunately some of the people in Cairns aren't doing that. We've got about 74 people in the last 12 months in Cairns area who've actually lost a limb as a consequence or collateral damage, like what you said earlier, of diabetes. Following out of Diabetes Week, it sort of gives me permission to talk about something that is really close to home. My grandfather actually lost his leg as a consequence of type 1 diabetes many, many years ago. And it's something that does affect the whole immediate family that sits around them.
Which particular strain, excuse my my language there, but which one are we specifically talking here that's resulting in such carnage, for want of a better term?
So there are different types of diabetes. We've got type 1 diabetes, which can't be prevented, and that's something that, for the most part, is diagnosed when you're a child or a teenager. And then we have type 2 diabetes, and 60% of people who are diagnosed with type 2 diabetes could have prevented it through a healthy lifestyle, eating the right foods, and exercising. 40%, however, couldn't have. And then we've also got gestational diabetes, which is actually what I had, and that was diabetes that it came on when I was pregnant with our son. And as soon as I had Chris, the diabetes went away, but it means that I'm at twice the risk of getting diabetes, type 2 diabetes, before age 50, and my son, Chris, is also a much higher risk of getting type 2 diabetes later in life. So are his children, because his reproductive organs were developed while I was carrying him. And when we talk about the consequences of not looking after yourself, it's all those diabetes. It's not just one in particular that will lead to amputation. So if you don't look after yourself when you have type 1 diabetes, you can lead to amputations also with type 2.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing with all of this, Murray, is that in Queensland, we've got 93,000 Queenslanders walking around with type 2 diabetes that don't know it. Now, in Cairns, in your backyard, we're talking about 3,300.
Wow.
And the reason why our amputations are so high is because, for most instances, when someone is diagnosed with diabetes, they've lived with it for 5 to 7 years before the GP's actually said, you know what, we've got to look after this. And that's when it starts to do irreparable damage. So with type 2 diabetes, it's really important that if you're somebody who might be a little bit tired, a little bit moody, did a bit of gardening on the weekend, scratched yourself and took a bit longer to heal, blurred vision, these are all symptoms of maybe getting older, but they're also symptoms of type 2 diabetes. So we've got to find these thousands of people in Cairns that are walking around with ticking time bombs inside them.
And look, I guess that's the key message that I'm getting out of this morning as well, is the sooner that we can deal with it, face up to those, you know, that possible issue that's knocking, you know, just over your shoulder there, there's a good chance that you can come out the other side and deal with it in an appropriate way and not have some of the horrendous things that we're talking about this morning.
Absolutely. You know, every couple of hours, somebody in Australia is having a conversation with their GP about losing a limb. So these are statistics that we just can't keep, you know, just fobbing off and saying, oh, well, that's someone else's problem. And one of the challenges that we've got is when we walk down the street, we see the majority of people, over 60%, are carrying a bit more weight than they should, and therefore that becomes normal to look at people like that. It's like, oh, well, I look like them, so there's nothing wrong with me. And, you know, when we talk to a lot of people in focus groups and understand the behaviours that sit behind these sorts of issues, people really don't see the true you that's in the mirror. And, you know, women put on makeup, get their hair blow dry, and they feel really good about themselves. And it's really easy to put a beautiful overcoat on and suddenly not see what's under the overcoat. And gentlemen put a tie on and a suit, and they always look really smashing.
Very sobering. It's a difficult and it's a kind of confronting subject for the morning. But, Michelle, I think it's very, very timely that we think about these type of things. CEO of Diabetes Queensland, Michelle Treat, thank you so much for your time this morning.
My pleasure, Murray.
And look, if you'd like some more information, you can actually go to their website, www.diabetesqld.org.au. And the important thing is go and get yourself checked. You might be one of those ticking time bombs, and you can at least avoid some of those really horrible outcomes the sooner that you can deal with things. Well, speaking of a positive outcome,